שלום לכם, אנחנו בישיבת כתבים, דוקטור.
Hello, and thanks for joining us on the writer's meeting with Dr. Michael Lightman.
רצינו לפתוח את הישיבה במבט על, בהסתכלות.
And we'd like to take an overview on society. We heard a lot that the corona is a clarion call for the beginning of the realization of the spiritual generation called the last generation that has different values, a different perception of reality. And can you explain, please, what is the last generation and what can we get today from the Kabbalists in order to realize, in order to prevent future blows? I don't think that it will help us to prevent the future blows that are already on the way, but it depends on the measure to which we will adapt ourselves to the new generation, to the generation that we have to meet, that we have to become. The thing is that nature has a program according to which it develops humanity. And we study in the wisdom of Kabbalah, or from the wisdom of Kabbalah about this development, and from it we understand that we have to develop and reach a certain form of human society and man in it, and we're starting to work on ourselves in order to be suited to that future form that we have to become, meaning either through our efforts or under the pressure of nature or both. But we will have to take on a future form that already exists in nature, which is an integral form in which we're all interconnected emotionally, intellectually, understanding, acting as one man and one heart, if we're inclined toward that, according to our ability, but that we're in that all the time and we see that as the purpose of our development, then what follows is that we are compatible to the law of, with the law of nature and its plan according to which we have to develop. And then there will be pressure from nature, but pretty moderate, in order for us to correct the slight deviation where we're missing here and there in our development. But all in all, we have to know that we have to develop integrally in a global world, and our understanding, connection of all created beings into one system. And then, surely, we will protect ourselves from all pressures and blows from the still vegetative and the animate, and man in reality. So we understand that nature is integral, pulling all of humanity toward integrality. We are its opposite, and we have to be similar to it. What is the first step that we have to take today? Today, in January, in order to advance toward that more integral state. So we have to understand that there's a very broad and deep plan here that has to be explained and accepted and implemented by all created beings, by all people in the world. And of course, there's serious work here to be done in order to write this plan, build it, publicize it, teach it to all people, and according to this plan, later on to break it down into work plans, practical work plans of what society has to do on all of its levels and all of its factions, but in the same direction for us to know that we're all advancing towards that, that we're inclined toward becoming as one man and one heart eventually. And therefore, it's work for men, women, children, study programs in different places, four different places. There's a lot of work here for the media, for culture,
Everyone
has to see. We have to see how every person, every profession, every trajectory in which a person develops professionally, and old, young, whoever, are all in the same direction toward our connection into one system. Just before the realization, what are the main characteristics of this era? First of all, we ourselves have to see the plan. We ourselves have to examine whether this plan is adapted or adjusted in all of its parts, on all of its levels. How does everyone in society, every country, every nation accept this plan? That they understand it as something necessary, that they agree to its realization, to see that our explanation is correct in order to be able to explain to every nation, to every part correctly, that they'll understand that we have no choice, that this is what we have to do. Otherwise, ahead of us, there are such pandemics, such blows, that we will not be able to withstand. Is it a plan for all of mankind, for everyone? Eventually, yes. It's in order to bring us to a uniform state, and therefore it's a uniform plan, a homogeneous plan. But each has his own trajectory of development. What is integrality, if you can explain the term? Integrality meaning that we will reach such a feeling of connection in each and every one, that he belongs to a society which, suppose these are 8 billion people living in different cultures, in different places, and so on and so forth. But they're all interdependent, that they're all dependent on the upper force called nature that controls them all. And according to his plan, he sees all of us reaching or becoming one society, where we're interdependent, interconnected in our plans, in our intentions, and everything. Can we say that Corona is really the starting point of this era? Yeah, we talked about this a year ago. Humanity is as if very different and distant from any form of from becoming homogeneous in any way. What are the first stages that humanity has to undergo internally in order to start come closer to each other? Humanity has to get a few blows, the first being this pandemic. The second afterwards will be economy. And the third can be other health issues, different developmental problems, the development of the younger generation, and so on. And eventually it has to understand that here it has a general problem, that something is happening to it, to humanity, that nature doesn't allow it to develop the way they think, but that nature here at this time has a completely different direction, different trajectory than what man has in mind. Man in general, meaning humanity. And here humanity has to understand that either it studies these new laws that nature is presenting us with, and invites us to develop according to these laws, or it'll continue developing as it sees fit, humanity meaning. We'll continue developing this way, but then under severe blows, it will have to change its opinion. It's like humanity went into a corridor, and if previously there were many doors to go into, now everything's locked, and the feeling is that we're all directed toward one open door. What is it? No, that's a good description. This door is the integral development, and therefore we're called the last generation. That all in all, what it has is to bring itself to becoming one generation. What is the economic blow and what changes will it bring? The economic blow, I don't exactly know. I don't think that it's only an economic blow. It will be also economic, and we see that it already has, there are already many preparations for it on part of the monetary system and the work market, labor market, and so on. But it's not only an economic blow. Millions of people that are jobless, that have lost their ability to make a living in a profession that used to be respectable, that allowed them to make an income, and now it doesn't, and so on. Suddenly we'll discover a world that even though that there are many, many billions that several people have, but that people don't have money and simply don't have the ability to provide themselves with their basic needs. Already now, there are different surveys that show that young people that are jobless now, that are getting some kind of unemployment benefits, they don't want to go back to work. They don't want to go back to the rat race. True, if in the past we wanted to be rich and strong, today, no more. Today, every young person, give him falafel and cola, or pizza and cola, and he's willing to sit at home on his computer.
So,
from this situation that we're really starting to feel, where we see all of these things happening, the unemployment, the collapse of capitalism, and so on, what's the next step? A new society. And this society can't be capitalistic, socialistic, communistic, or any other kind. It simply has to be a homogeneous society in which there is a general law for every person, wherever he is in this world, that all of us are concerned with everyone, care for everyone, that everyone will at least have what they need in order to be able to live their life. Otherwise, people will take to the streets like animals looking for who to eat. The only thing is that in this society that's created or not created yet, what's more and more created now is chaos, mayhem.
Chaos.
Chaos.
Chaos, yeah. In the new society that has to be formed. Let's start with what is the fundamental principle. Suppose in fascism, the country above everything. In communism, the party above everything. In monarchy, the king above everyone. In liberalism, man above everything. What stands above everything in the new society? Connection between everyone, that everyone completes everyone else and everyone helps everyone to have a normal standard of living. So connection above everything between everyone. Yes, with the purpose of allowing everyone to have a normal standard of living. Can you define everyone? What is it? A country? Everyone. Beyond boundaries, beyond borders, beyond everything. Okay, globally. And what is the first step that society has to do in order to achieve the goal of connection above everything? That I, worry about how to provide everyone with a normal standard of living, everyone. And in the meantime, I don't care. Are they communists, fascists, whoever? I care for everyone to have a normal standard of living, basic. When you say, I worry about it, I meaning who? The world government. But there is no world government right now. So it's a problem. First of all, you need that. There has to be some kind of superior organization that will take care of these things without taking anything else into account. Because if there's no bread, there's no Torah. First of all, bread.
Okay.
So there has to be some kind of an organization that's above all parties, that dictates to everyone what has to be done. Yes, because otherwise no one will know how to provide food to the nations. Right now, there is no such organization, obviously. It all stems from the understanding of the general situation that's coming to us and that's clothing on us forcefully, that we are about to take upon ourselves a form, a shape of a circle of connection, of basic needs, that everyone will be connected, and therefore, if we want to head toward that, that this is how we keep ourselves from the different blows and forces that compel us to do it, then first of all, we have to make sure that such an organization, let's call it the food organization, or it doesn't matter how you call it, a bone for the future, that such an organization will be formed and that everyone gets what they need in order to be able to survive. Because if there's no bread, people take to the streets, willing to eat each other. Until there is such an organization, what should an ordinary person focus on? We have to publicize the knowledge of this and explain it to everyone, because this will be the number one problem that soon we will feel, with all the big things that we have, with all of our abilities, with all the surplus that we had in economy and industry, that we will not be able to provide food for people in the world. You have to be concerned with food and water. If not, the world is already in danger. And in the meantime, what? No, there is no in the meantime. This stage actually determines what in the meantime, starting now and according to what we determine, an international organization that cares for the basic food needs of the population. There is something like that. They're powerless, but you can give them the power. Yeah, so there will be maybe in a bad way instead of in a good way, but this first and foremost, we have to take care of food. Once you said that if people are given this global basic income that allows them to live their life, then we make serious damage unless we combine it with integral education, because otherwise it destroys the person. Okay, but now we're talking more practically. that this is what seems on the horizon. So first of all, food security. And I think that this is the key to the correct connection between people, between countries, that based on that, we will be able to start building the correct network of relations between everyone. Someone that listens to this talk might say that the World Food Organization already exists, that it's a part of the nation, and they actually got a Nobel Prize for the distribution of food in places where there is no food. And if so, what's the difference between the existing organization and the organization that you see that has to be established? I'm not going to inquire now, are they working correctly or not? Sure, they probably also have some good results, and also, as usual, there are things to be fixed. But what I'm talking about is that the main problem that has to be dealt with is the problem of food, and the other problem is the problem of medicine. And first of all, life. To allow the body to be able to live, to give it something to eat, something to drink, and the ability to be healthy, first and foremost. If this is taken care of, then we can continue. But this stage is a must. The next stage is then that we have people and that they're healthy. Now we already have to be concerned with education, with educating people, grown-ups, society, older, younger. This is something else already. How do we make it so that people will suit the generation that is being established now, the last generation? So here we already have to start with dissemination, education, everything that we talked about. So it means that the most basic thing, which is food, this is the element that will cause humanity to come closer, the lack of food. Based on this, we can bring humanity closer, yes. And until then? Until then, we have to organize it all. Until then, we have to organize this. Because this pandemic, it doesn't leave us any system or framework of the previous systems or now that were managed by humanity. It seems that the initial stage that humanity is feeling now is that it is especially cleaning itself of many corporeal desires. They're disappearing reluctantly. This is what nature does. Where does the spiritual desire begin? The desire for spirituality, the correct connection? I don't think that this is what that this is people see now as a problem. They have to go through this fear of loss of the loss of the ability to provide for their basic needs, the feeling of what's the purpose of life. And then they'll come to ask again, please. I'm asking, where is the beginning of the spiritual desire that we'll be born in man due to all the feelings that humanity is going through now, that nature is getting rid of those corporeal desires? Yes, this is undoubtedly what's happening. And we don't need to wait that as a result of these blows that people will get a desire for spirituality. Surely this will not happen, because first and foremost we feel and see how hard things are and how confused we are in this regard, how incapable we are of providing ourselves with our basic needs for our families, for our nation, for our countries. And this is the main thing that man has. All the rest, spirituality, who thinks about spirituality? But as a result of us starting to feel how dependent we are on our connection in order to be able to live our life correctly, then as a result, we will reach the need for connection. We'll simply feel that nothing works. That nothing works because we're simply not connected. Critically speaking, that I simply cannot succeed, that I have no choice. And here we need to show that it is possible to reach connection, even though that no one thinks that it's possible, and people are willing to go to war and deal with very big problems because they don't feel that the solution can come through connection. And this is what we're coming to, and here you have a very big crisis. But there has to be a very serious preparation before the crisis by the different food organizations, water, different things by which we bring people closer to each other, but at the expense of our corporeal existence. And afterwards, when we see how interconnected we are, more ideologically, more spiritually, then we'll be able to get there. Then the corporeal system will be arranged. Meaning through blows, existential blows, so to speak, this is nature's way to push people to connect. Yes, up to wars, including world wars. Does humanity necessarily have to go through this blow, or does it have to go through it? I don't think that it's possible to prevent it, but it depends on what level. It could be different, unpleasant, severe problems like this pandemic, for example, that can be even harder and harder and extended, prolonged, but you go through it, you learn something from it. Why is it actually impossible to completely prevent these things? We don't want to go against our ego. We don't want to acknowledge that everything depends on our ego.
That
we're going back to basic needs, food, water, is it meant to cleanse us of our pride and to allow people to better connect? True. To start with the lowest, most basic degree. If there's no bread, there's no Torah. We're talking about all the Torahs here, meaning about all the different methods. If there's nothing to eat, nothing works, nothing helps. Everything collapses. Okay, about this like world government, do these have to be people in attainment that understand where things headed? Or there could be egoists that were correctly guided. The world government has to be egoistic, made up of smart, wise people that understand just one thing, that besides connection and correct distribution among everyone, there's no other way to continue our corporeal general life. Impossible. Humanity has reached a state where it has to accept everyone as equals without dividing people into rich, poor, or any other form. Everyone and what they deserve in order to be able to exist corporeally. And all of humanity is responsible for that. This is the first stage in the integral connection between us, the lowest degree, that we provide everyone, like animals, we provide everyone with what they need in order to be able to live their life. How can a wise egoist understand that it's necessary to connect people and not take the power for himself into his own hands? This depends on the measure to which we provide them with an explanation and a regime. It's teaching the population. It's education. But without doing it, humanity won't advance. Inside this revolution, worldwide revolution, will Jews have a different role? Yes. It is our obligation to set an example. To set an example for the existence of such a system that all of us have to reach a state where we do it. So the entire method, all this way of thinking, will first of all be expressed in Israel through the Israeli government, and the world will take it from here. I really hope that this is how it's going to be. I'm getting a few questions here. What did humanity learn from two serious world wars in regard to connection? It didn't learn anything from the world wars, from the plagues. Why should a food crisis push us toward connection? Why should there be a change this time? I don't think that the crisis that we're experiencing now, the pandemic and everything, teaches us that it's good to be connected. I'm asking about the future food crisis. The future food crisis, it's possible that it will force everyone to be connected because we're all interdependent. Well, we're all interdependent. You know how much weapons there are in the world? And if people take to the streets in order to get bread for the family, then you can't think that anywhere that things will be correctly arranged or organized. I think that this will be the next blow. When do you see the food crisis happening? Are we talking about in the upcoming recent years, decade, 50? I don't know. Because it's not about providing everyone with food. It's about getting organized. That will be like in kibbutzes. What was the foundation of the kibbutz? To provide everyone with a bowl of soup and piece of bread. That's it. Different such things. The minimum. But that people will be able to exist that way. For everyone to have a shirt to wear. For everyone to have a bed to sleep in. Things like that, simple things, ordinary things, with all those signs that it belongs to everyone, and as if to you, nothing belongs personally. Last question on the topic. Our entire dissemination, is it to all the time explain about the solution, regardless of what people understand or not, to explain that the solution is our connection? No. Our dissemination has to be directed to explain to every person in the world that the future society that is going to be formed is a round one. That's it. Otherwise, nature will disagree with any other form of human society. And then, accordingly, our education, culture, how we get organized at our workplaces. In short, it's going to be very similar to how kibbutzes were, all in all. What Bala Sulam writes about in The Last Generation. Still, until we reach a state where humanity listens up, starts connecting, working out of a common mutual desire, we nonetheless have to explain about this, because when the blows will come, then humanity will know where is this taking us. Even if it's 30,000 feet higher than humanity in the human ear, we have to release this daily portion and explain it to humanity. Yes, but in a simple, normal way, not in a threatening way. As a result of the world being integral, it has to take on the form of a ball. Become like a ball. How? Either by blows from above, or our awakening from below, or something in the middle. It's called the path of Torah, or the path of suffering, or in between, it's called the happy middle. We're talking about the most basic thing, which is food. So what will happen to the rest of the desires? Like, because there's food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. Money, I don't think that it'll exist. Maybe it'll exist as some kind of a... like in the form of ballots or something. Cards, I don't know exactly how. It's like money, but I don't think that in our time it's a problem of any kind with the equipment and everything, computers. What else? Food, sex, family. Family. Doesn't have to do anything with the family, to the contrary, it arranges everything. Also sex. No problem, no one's getting into that. Of course, these things will change according to the era. There will be changes in that too.
Dudi, נושא אחר? או יש?
שלי, תשאלי. בואי, אם כבר הלכנו על כל הקופה, אז עד הסוף.
יש שאלה, איך זה בעצם הולך להתחיל? זה יתחיל מחברה קטנה שתהיה...
How will it start from a small society that will be as an example?
יהיו מכות גדולות גלובליות.
I think that there will be large global blows where there will practically be no difference. Where are we and what part of the world, part of what nation or country, that everyone will suffer. And everyone will feel and understand that according to the suffering, we will be very similar to each other, regardless of what part of the world, what nation. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, surely we will have to take care of the general food security in the world. But I think that this is something that humanity will have to measure itself against, build itself against. The kibbutzes failed, communism failed, everything went in a very egoistic direction. What's going to be different this time? Well, of course, if the ego has to develop, then it will develop up to a point where we see that nowadays humanity is no longer in this direction, that the younger generation is not running after money. It's already completely different, all of this. Time's changing.
Okay, apropos משבר מזון שהתחלנו לדבר עליו.
By the way, the food crisis that we started talking about today, we already see the first signs. Norma, please.
כן, בסין מצאו גלידה.
In China, they found ice cream infected with corona. An expert said that probably it came from a person who had corona and worked in that factory, ice cream factory, and it's probably a one-time thing. Don't panic. By the way, it's ice cream that's sold only in China, so don't worry. And he explained that because of the cold temperature in which the ice cream was kept in, and also the fat in it, these are the conditions that allowed the virus to survive in the ice cream. On a previous writer's meeting, half a year ago, 3 months ago, you said, suddenly, we will discover corona in all of our foods. I come to the supermarket, I buy things that are wrapped, that were cooled, but inside there's a virus. What am I going to do? Piece of cheese, piece of sausage, vegetables, fruits, what am I going to do?
אז באמת מה יהיה?
Dear madam, Norm is asking, what's going to happen? Dr. Leitman says, nothing's going to happen. You're a developed individual. In our reality, everything, our entire reality, it's waves, shorter, longer, different forms of waves. We can't hide from this wave called corona behind different walls or systems, protective systems. We can't. Altogether, there is nothing that allows yourself to keep yourself, guard yourself, protect yourself from anything. It's only on the level that we're on, or that we are on now, it seems to us that we can somehow protect ourselves, building some kind of barrier against the virus, but we can't. It's a matter of waves. These are all waves. And therefore, it's no wonder that all of our systems, protective systems, of being further away or closer, to be protected by one thing or another, it eventually will not help. But it depends on providence, on the measure to which we are or aren't in similarity with it, according to which it releases more viruses, more problems, and so on. Of course, we're all naked. We have no armor, no protection against the viruses, and in general, against any harmful things, because we're in an ocean of waves. And this virus has a certain wave. And so it comes.
רב, אתה פתאום ברחת לנו. מה זה כל המציאות היא גלים?
What do you mean that all of reality are waves and corona is a It's about Norma's ice cream. What, her ice cream is a wave? What? Because matter isn't matter. These are waves. I've given an example that any substance, any virus, anything eventually could be anywhere. It's an example. What is a wave? A wave. Yeah, I know how, what it looks like in the pictures, but it means that if you have some kind of something that is revealed in the world, it's possible that it's revealed in Polynesia, and along with it, it will be revealed even in a moment, suppose in a moment in Israel, or in Europe, or in America, or in any other place, because if the time has come for this phenomena to be revealed, then it can be revealed anywhere. And it doesn't matter if some Chinese person ate the ice cream somewhere, or didn't, or instead he ate some bat.
Yeah.
נהיה בעת.
רגע, לא, אין בעיה. בבריאות כל אחד ו... השאלה היא כזאת, רב, זאת הסיבה שלמרות הסגר במבצע התחלואה היא מאוד גבוהה, כי הדברים האלה לא פועלים.
Morbidity is very high.
זה כלום לא שווה. מה ששווה
בכל... It's all worthless.
בכל החיסונים האלה שאנחנו...
The only thing worth, worth, worth something about these vaccines is that we're doing it together. And then because we're performing, all of us, a uniform, homogeneous action, and all of us suffer together, by this we cure this blow. By all of us suffering.
אתה חושב שהקורונה שעכשיו הגיע למזון...
Do you think that the corona that was found in food for the very first time is something that will be revealed in other places as well? Sure, what's the problem? And also here, in 1,000 different variations.
Okay.
One has nothing to do with the other. And also these vaccines that we're getting, you can do them differently. I don't want to confuse you. What does it mean that this wave addresses in everything? Of course, everything's waves. There's nothing besides waves. Ice cream, is it a wave or is it dressed in a wave? The ice cream is a wave, and the wave of that whatever frog or whatever that is dresses in your
okay.
The ice cream that dresses a wave that dresses in your gut, and so on and so forth. This is how we pass information on to each other. This is how we interact. What is this pandemic all in all? That we are sharing common information with one another in order to eventually reach the one wave of love. What protection? How can we protect ourselves from the corona wave? Only by connection, only love between us can neutralize the negative connection through the virus. These waves, they're like electricity, like something that exists. We don't feel it, we don't see it. But it does reach everywhere and dresses in different forms.
אוקיי, אז לאן הווירוס מתקדם כדי לעשות לנו להבין
בשביל... So where is the virus going in order for us to understand?
אנחנו גם כן נמצאים בתקופה מיוחדת.
We are also in a special era. Nothing will just, you know, pass and that's it, and we're going back to life as normal. We will not go back to life as normal. Each and every virus, each and every blow has to come to us, has to blur us until it brings us to a new form that is directed toward the end of correction, and this is how we'll go more and more. Therefore, if we change, instead of the blow, we get a form, we advance. If it don't change, the blow becomes more significant, more becomes stronger. So it's to hurt the most basic things. Food is the most basic thing there is. No, it's not in order to hurt or harm the food, but it's in order to force us to start arranging the human system in a way where we're interconnected until we feel in that connection that we are concerned with one another, that we care for each other. It won't help us bring some government that will provide everyone with food. It won't help. But all of us have to feel a concern of whether everyone has what they need. And this will neutralize all bad things gradually, yes, from the most basic things, still vegetative, animate, and so on. People hear these frightening things and say, why frighten? Why is nature so cruel? Why is it necessary to give us such states of panic or concern in order for us to understand that we have to arrange our relations? Nature is doing everything according to its plan from the very first to the very last state. And there is nothing about it that can change through it. Only by participating do we prevent ourselves from going through suffering and then do everything by way of light in a good way. A wave. Is that simply energy? I don't want to get into that, do they? Come on. Of course, it's energy, but you know, the different wise Alex will start twisting things. So what for? Last attempt. What is a wave, the wave of love that you talked about, or a wave of hate? There's no matter here, in principle. There's no matter. There's energy. Or even desire. That this is the only thing that exists. And this is what we're talking about. And we discover it in our senses as the still, vegetative, and the animate, and in different other forms. But actually, it's all light and desire that discovers the light. That's all there is. Those that start asking can read what Baal HaSulam writes about it. What is a wave of love? Oh, wave that awakens our desire. Bestowal, don't say wave, say bestowal. Kind of influence that awakens our desire, bringing it closer, or awakening it to come closer to the desire of others. Why is it that when nature will force us to fight for our basic needs, through that we will develop care and concern for each other? Because we'll care? Nature is awakening deficiencies in us. As a result of these, or from these deficiencies, we want to get fulfillment. And in order to be fulfilled, we need to be connected with each other. Where will the understanding that we have to be connected, where will it come from when the person are fighting for food? If it will be known to you that without coming closer to others, you won't get a piece of bread, that this is what your existence depends on, you'll come closer on fours. But how? A person who's fighting for his survival, he doesn't necessarily understand that if someone else will have food, then he will understand it. It will be taught to him easily from above. Why doesn't it happen now? Isn't the situation hard enough? There's a process in which it happens gradually.
Ken?
Shelley.
Our pleasure, will it change that instead of now enjoying going to the mall and buying something new, suddenly I'll discover pleasure in caring for others and sending them this wave of love? Yes, this process in which your place in the world, your importance in this entire process, in this entire system, where it's good for you to be concerned with others and this way to advance the world, and this way to feel how you are correctly using yourself. So I should flow with this process as much as possible, where the Creator is taking away our old toys, we're crying, but to agree with it as much as possible, because He wants to give us a bigger pleasure. True. That's called to prevent rather than cure. Can anyone influence this field of waves? Leave that nonsense that they're talking about there. They're starting to philosophize about things that they understand nothing about. Okay, they're writing, they're very inspired. How many secrets there are yet to be revealed by it? Bala Sulam writes about it. Write the introduction to the Book of Zohar. Different things. Read the introduction to the Book of Zohar. What's the problem? Did you forget about all this? Didn't we read it? Okay, we're approaching the end. The question is, do we want to continue to another topic, or should we end on a wave of love? Let's leave something for the future. Okay, so how do you conclude this talk?
Nishar b'gal shel ahava.
Let's stay on the wave of love. For sure, it's better, more correct, warming a bit. Yeah, things are going to be okay. It's going to be good. I see that. The weather is also cooling you down a bit, so that's good. I'm actually very optimistic. Very optimistic. From week to week, there are big changes in the world. So, wish everyone farewell. The main thing is that we need to at least from here to support Biden, who is going on the stand, podium, and to come closer to the elections here and other nonsense. But let's really hope that the new conditions for the existence of the world will be revealed. The necessary conditions for the sustenance, for the continuity of the sustenance of reality. That's what I hope. And for things to become clearer and clearer, that man stands and is responsible for, that man's responsible for the lack of connection between the different parts of creation, and in the connection of the parts of creation lays our good fortune. All the best. L'chaim.
L'chaim.